Tens of thousands of athletes and spectators will take part in or watch the Head of the Charles this weekend. It's the world's largest three-day rowing competition. WBUR commentator Fred Hewitt won't be in a boat this year, but he's competed many times. As part of WBUR's field guide to Boston, he says the regatta is just one of many things that's drawn him to the Charles.
My favorite spot to watch the Head of the Charles regatta is Elliott Bridge, just upstream from Harvard Square. It's the last of the course's seven bridges. From the Elliott to the finish line, the boats have only a few hundred muscle-burning meters to go. The regatta is an October spectacle featuring thousands of spandex-clad rowers, a rainbow of racing shells, and world-class athletic competition. But I've come to see the river itself as the event's main attraction. I've lived within a mile of the Charles for more than 40 years. And in that time, it has profoundly shaped my experience of the city. In the 1970s, when I took my first job in Boston just out of college, the Charles was notoriously dirty. Ancient sewer systems and centuries of industrial dumping had made the noxious latte-colored water a national punchline. After years of grinding legal efforts and massive infrastructure work beginning in the 1980s, much of our sewer system was upgraded to modern standards. And as a result, today's Charles is vastly cleaner, despite the occasional release of raw sewage when heavy downpours overwhelm the sections of the sewer system yet to be rebuilt. Today, in much of the watershed, the Charles is often clean enough to swim in if we haven't had too much rain. In the calm of an early fall morning, a rower like myself sees the river from a unique perspective. You can sense the river's banks pulling on the broad black sheet of water. You hear only the plop of the oars dropping below the surface. Plump Canada geese dabble in the shallows. And a black-crowned night heron at the water's edge is waiting patiently for an unsuspecting bluegill. Over the years, I've built a personal connection to the river. It's a place for a walk with a new friend, a place for solitary contemplation in difficult times. When my mother died, the river consoled me. Henry David Thoreau said, "A river touching the back of a town is like a wing." And I think I know what he meant. The Charles has lifted me up with its resilience, its beauty, its constancy. The memories and meanings I've drawn from it have permeated my experience of Boston and enriched my sense of place. It can do the same for you. The river makes the city yours.